This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the mainstream media, the corporate terrorist trying to cause a civil war in this nation, they admittedly are reaching new lows in their incredible deception. Look at DrudgeReport.com. MAG hits Trump again. It's an image, we'll put it on full screen for you, of the little girl crying with Trump looking down on her. That's right. He caused the problems in Latin America. He made whoever brought the little girl travel through very dangerous areas of Mexico where hundreds of thousands have been killed and fed upon by the smugglers. Hundreds of thousands. But that's just the back of the paper. It's all him. And then even when he signs an executive order, which I don't know how they're going to do it, because if you really look at it, I don't think he has that power. You've got a law on the books, and he's asking Congress to change it. How do you then inspect who these people are to even know if it is their children? This is a smuggler's dream, and that's why even the Washington Post reports over and over and over again that children brought in by Obama the last few years of his reign, when they would just turn them loose onto those charities and those buses and those groups that just had 501c3s or whatever, and in some cases didn't even have it, many of them were child smugglers. They were pedophile rings. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but I always see the left, knowing people are historically ignorant, not even the left, just the kleptocrat type folks, the people at war with reality, I always see them going, Ellis Island, you just came in and there was the statue and you just came onto the shore of New York, of Manhattan, and that was it. No, there was an island because you were putting quarantine on it. And you can go to ellisisland.se. This is put out officially by the government. And it has the whole history of it from the Ellis Island website. So I thought today I would go over some of that. If you had signs of TB or another disease, they would hold you for 6 months in a cell that had a nice window looking out at the ocean. No video games, no basketball, none of it. So, they and this went on until they closed Ellis Island, what, in the 30s? And it's all right here. I've actually been to the museum. It's one time when I was in New York covering a 9/11 event. I went and spent half a day there. It was fascinating. Arrive at Ellis Island, the medical exam. To leave Ellis Island after you're in quarantine. Amazing. But Trump, on average, had the kids held 2 days, on average, to find out what's going on. And for that, you have this giant hoax, and Trump responded to the hoax, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, trying to neutralize the attempt to cause a civil war in this country. And you know kids will end up getting raped or abused because in that general population coming across that border is they're catching people that are smugglers, that are killers, that are criminals, that are fleeing justice. It is serious. And to throw children into that general population is really, really bad. What they're going to do is they're still going to, quote, enroll people. They're still going to do a quicker check. And I just don't see how you can't do that. And if I know how Trump operates, I'm sure that they'll just try to do it quicker now. So that's only a few hours. But they'll have them together going in the vehicles to the shelter. Man, I'm simply to go down to the Texas-Mexico border, folks, and just show you what it's like. I mean, it is super dangerous. Super, super deadly. There are just dead bodies buried everywhere. 80% of the women get raped, and I just look at the Democrats and what lying scum they are, and now they're trying to block the order saying it's not enough, and they want total amnesty, just totally open borders. Same crap they pulled in Europe. So it's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up today. It's such a jam-packed transmission. We're going to have open phones as well. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with News Wars. News Wars. NewsWars.com. The old faithful, old reliable InfoWars.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've got it.
Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the headline on DrudgeReport.com, Supremes kill free web. That means free sales. The sales tax nexus has always been used if you have offices in that state. But the new Supreme Court ruling just says if you're selling into those states, not even if you're not based there, that you can be taxed. This will devastate Amazon, who lives off the fact that it escapes not just those taxes, but gets $1.50 for every single package it ships from Uncle Sam, and then Bezos has a bunch of offshore deals where he basically pays no taxes. But he is not really the big villain. It's true. I've done the research. Bill Gates is the worst. Tim Cook is next. Jack Dorsey's a little gremlin, a salacious crumb that sits on their lap, that sits on Bezos' lap. You got Larry Ellison creeping around in the background. But the kingpin is old Gates, because Gates' daddy was this army officer over some very, very sinister operations. I'll just leave it at that. These are really, really bad people. Let's just stop right there. Yeah, please, it's triggering me. Get him off screen. Now, we're going to be looking at that, obviously. We're going to be looking at the total hoax that Trump was doing something that any other president before him didn't do. They keep saying the policy is from the time of George W., the 43rd president. And then they say, oh, it goes back to Eisenhower. No, it goes back to 1789. And in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to read to you from the official Ellis Island historical site maintained by the U.S. government. How do you think we eradicated all these diseases in this country? They're now back. We didn't let people in that had them. 6 months quarantine if you showed any signs, a month quarantine if you didn't, in a solitary confinement cell. That's how we went from millions dying of all these things every year, smallpox, TB, to almost nobody. They all claimed it was vaccines. It was running water, sanitation, and soap. You look at all the graphs. By the 20s, those diseases all basically disappear. Then vaccines come along in the 40s, and it upticks. Disease goes back up, but not as much. The graph in Australia, the graph in England, the graph in the U.S. is all the same. It goes like this in the 1800s, 1900s, and then boop, 20th century starts popping back up. But I'm going to stop right there. We'll get to Ellis Island. I'll do that special report here live on air in the final segment of this hour. I'm going to have open phones in the second and third hour today. I've cleared the board of guests so that we can get to your calls. Now, that said, I want to just talk about some big picture, 35,000-foot view here for everybody first. People who are consciously evil are evil because they enjoy it and because they resonate with a cultural, genetic, spiritual wavelength that likes to dominate and hurt people. And it's mainly because they're weak and they can't stand love and how much it hurts to really love people and how much it hurts to really be honorable. It's so good. Good is so powerful, so strong, they can't handle it. Because goodness is scary, and goodness hurts real bad in a good way. And God is scary. God is awesome. God is power. And so they seek to create insane realities where they ritualize being bad and doing terrible things, and then they attempt to fill the space of the good guys to be the arbiters of it because they're obsessed with controlling narratives and obsessed with controlling language and obsessed with controlling the priest class. And so they are consciously sabotaging human civilization and systems because they're scared of goodness and they can't compete with it. And so they openly seek to sabotage family, civilization, chivalry, honorable systems, because they're afraid of it. And at the highest levels, they're in a race, a total race, to see who can get full panopticonic control over every facet of human activity to play God. They are seeking the Holy Grail. They are seeking eternal life. They are seeking godlike power to basically manifest matter in any way they see fit because they're fallen. They don't understand that there is an ascension in everything that's good. There is a process in human ascension from our embryonic level through the test of free will and this most base level into other levels that God says we haven't seen or haven't heard or haven't thought or haven't imagined. So globalism is demonic. You ask, why are there viruses in the universe that, you know, to come into a healthy cell and replicate and explode and kill it? Because that's what they do. Are they alive? Are they dead? We don't know. You can debate that. And so evil seeks the power of the office. But there is times in history when offices are filled with good people as well. And the globalists are in a total and complete rage right now that the life force of humanity and the life force of the planet itself is surging back to life, and that they are not to inherit the earth, the satanic evil. They are to only test us. They are here to test us, those that love God and love justice, and who hurt in our hearts, that we're not strong enough to stop the Satanist. And they are Satanist. 100%. Most of our enemies are conscious devil worshipers who engage in satanic rituals to destroy their own soul, they believe, to get them closer to darkness. And the burning up of their humanity they associate with power. And I guess there would be some sick thrill if you took a butcher knife and cut your fingers off. It'd be pretty exciting. Hurt pretty bad, but be pretty interesting. It's kind of the same thing. They're like, here, let me just chop my own nose off. Let me just put my hand in this garbage disposal. And that's why they introduced this to everybody. Hurting others doesn't make you powerful. Doing what's right and standing up to evil will make you powerful. But then once you become powerful, you'll realize you didn't ever want power. And it was all an illusion, and it was all a joke, and it was silly, and it was stupid. But we're in a war in this country. We're in a war on this planet with evil trying to sabotage us and trying to manipulate us, because the evil folks at the top have seen past to the next level. They don't want to go there. It doesn't let them run everything. So they're trying to keep us back at this level, but they're basically like adults or snot-nosed teenagers that are tripping a year-and-a-half-old baby, that are giving it, you know, a box of fire ants or some razor blades. That's why you read the leftists, all these people, they have that same look in their eye because they're predators and they think it's powerful because they've given themselves over to this, and they're trying to give babies a box of razor blades or some cyanide pills. And they've all got that same Pennywise look. They can't hide it. They don't understand how stupid they look. If you have discernment, you're like, my God, that's one of them. Because metaphysically, however you want to say it, there is something else, a nightshade, is interposed over them. They're avatars for something very old and very wicked that didn't want to move on in the universe, that haunts the planets, that haunts the space, the cosmos. And then slides into these oases of life and attempts to take control of it and play God. But it always tells you, you've got to become silicon. You've got to die before you can be reborn.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Study the Jacobins, and that's what the modern left is, left-hand path Satanist, and they openly practice it. It's an official party globally. They're all about preying on the weak while pretending they're the good guys, and they're all about degrading and creating as many forms of mental illness that they can rule over. Fluoride in the water to lower your IQ. Vaccines designed not to help you, but to harm you. All of this is admitted plans. Just like I told you 20-something years ago on air. And I would have the textbooks used by social workers at the University of Texas. People going to college. Said, called a Calhoun reader, we will eradicate the family. It's bad. It's evil. And it has to be gotten out of the way so we can have a super state and have us, we the social engineers, in full control to build our utopia. I mean, this is 100% cult stuff of the worst type. And you ask, why do they tell such brazen terroristic lies that they know they're going to get caught in? Like no one was there to see Trump's inauguration, or Trump created the policy of separating the children, what has been going on since Ellis Island. Because they want people to just get into the emotion and to just join the hype. They want you to give up common sense. They want you to be mentally lazy. And you look at who the minions are of this evil force. I mean, Pelosi, Hillary, Michael Moore, people like David Rockefeller. I mean, they look, when they were young, they looked like someone that you'd have in a, you know, fictional movie as a serial killer. And that's because they are, folks. They kill you through the GMO. They kill you through the aluminum dioxide. They're killing everybody. And Trump is trying to reverse those operations. He is planning to do it. They're freaked out because if you go into the White House in the deeper level discussions and topics, it sounds like this show. Because this is reality. They don't need to tune in to the broadcast to know all this. Donald Trump knew all this before I came out of my mother in 1974. And that's why they're trying to stop him right now. There's a global move. You think this is all just happening by accident? This is a death battle of this country and the world. This is us being stabbed and attacked by these globalists fighting for our lives. This is a pro-human future. Life extension, everything the globalists want for themselves. They have been building a breakaway civilization since the National Security Act, and they use NASA to create a true breakaway civilization that's at least 40 years ahead of what we now know. That is fact. And there is a global race of breakaway civilizations. The Soviets failed. The Chinese are what the globalists have decided to do with their breakaway civilization because the Chinese communists are completely soulless and wicked. I mean, they are the worst people on the planet. Pure cold death. You hear the left bitching and complaining about China killing over 100 million of its own people in their own admissions? That's from them. 80-plus million under Mao. And over a million, it's estimated, the last 5 years have been arrested, blood-typed in forced labor camps, and that they meet the genetic criteria of not just a blood match, but a genetic type match. They are taken to a facility, fattened up, and harvested. And that's for practicing Falun Gong-style Buddhism that is so light that you can't even call it a religion. Now, you hear about that in the news? No, you don't hear jack squat about that. Oh, and Christians too, but I know leftists listening will get excited about that. But Buddhists are their favorites, actually. They found that Christians, when their families are taken like that, tend to kill people. They wait, they watch, and they kill officials locally. So they kind of backed off killing as many Christians, because Christians will still fight back sometimes. But not, oh, Buddhists don't fight back very much. And boy, do they get butchered. They get them down at an angle in the stretcher on the way to the airport. And so the blood stays up there and doesn't run out. And they take everything, including the blood, and when they suck you dry, you're a husk. And then they sell that to a pharmaceutical company that turns it into collagen. So you can get it injected into your lips and your other body parts. You can look younger. Yeah, just show a mobile execution, Vince. So, oh, but the children, oh, Trump, oh, he's so bad. Meanwhile, are they going to fire this lady at CNN? Because in a world of universal deceit, that is CNN, telling the truth, Revolutionary Act, to quote George Orwell, is this lady going to get fired? Because I've never seen any truth out of CNN in a long time. CNN host grills Dem Senator about not speaking out against child detention centers during Obama administration. Is this host, Brooke Baldwin, going to be fired? Because, I mean, that is unbelievable. Let's hear her actually engage in just a kernel of sanity. Here it is.
But here's a question for Democrats, because you hear the president now, you know, a lot on a lot of topics, and this one included, you know, looking back to previous administrations, they should have done more, right? And so as so many people in this country are certainly outraged by the cages and the thermal blankets and the facilities housing these kids, you know, they were all there in 2014 under President Obama. And my question to you, Senator Baldwin, is did you speak up against them then?
You know, on this issue that we get into a moment where we're making progress and then when it stalls, we turn around. I think we all need to continue to be focused on it and press it through.
Okay, so she dodges the question. Oh, and you notice Brooke's usually a huge liar. She couldn't, you know, tell the entire truth there, Ms. Baldwin, because She said, again, the photos of the thermal blankets and the cages, those are Obama era. The facilities have been beefed up because this problem's gotten bigger. But again, they don't want you to know that Ellis Island kept people a bare minimum of 1 month and then generally 6 months in solitary confinement. So, you know, you wouldn't bring in bubonic plague, the Black Death or leprosy or TB was the big one, or smallpox, or a whole host of other things, delousing. Things like that. It's unbelievable. And we're going to get to all of that coming up. There's a new billboard I'll show you when we come back. It's up on InfoWars.com. Texas billboard tells liberals, keep going until you have left our great state. I'm going to put some of these up in Austin. I am. I'm going to do it. But I'm going to add something saying, hey, why are you wrecking this place like you wrecked everywhere else you were? Why don't you go wreck some other place? But, oh, I get it. Vampires can't feed off other vampires. I get it. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, Beta Glucans, Olive Leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta Glucan, Olive Leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Melania Trump has made a snap surprise visit to the Texas-Mexico border. We have live satellite feed of that, and we're going to break some of that down. This is a far cry from Time Magazine's Photoshop cover of Trump looking down at the poor little baby girl that's crying. I wish folks would humanize the hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of them being children, that have been murdered by the Mexican drug gangs and smugglers. But, oh, instead we have Hollywood movies by Robert Rodriguez, where Don Johnson shoots pregnant women in the stomach with deer rifles. That's right. Doesn't exist, isn't happening, but Hollywood says so, so the white people want to kill you. Meanwhile, you have Latin America collapsing. Mexico's built a wall, gives you 6 months to a year hard labor if you get caught coming across. Until now, they let you get on the railways and follow those, and if you don't get off those, you don't get prosecuted. This is a orchestrated invasion of our country. Let's go to some of this feed of Melania Trump listening right now, and we'll go back to her statement, which we taped. Here it is.
They are further assessed by the legal service provider that can help identify if they qualify for some type of legal relief. And eventually some children will move on to refugee status and not accompanied children. And again, it's few and far between, but we do have that process where, you know, some children do not have anybody to go to, whose families have been killed, murdered in just different, very tragic situations. And hopefully when you get to speak some of the children, to a couple of the children today, you'll see that.
Oh, that's a good point. A lot of these kids have had their parents killed because some of the drug gangs still won't kill children under 10. They get thousands a year. They're just by themselves with Lysol over them and gunshot wounds. But you need to put them in with their parents, even though they're dead. Just don't even check anything. Just throw them into a sports stadium. Here, let's go back. Oh, but now we're hearing what's really going on at the border.
Until they can qualify for refugee status and move on to our other sister program with the unaccompanied refugee minor program. Mm-hmm.
So these children, most of them come here alone, without parents?
The majority of our children.
Center, yes.
Yes, ma'am. They are unaccompanied, mm-hmm. and were detained mm-hmm. by DHS and Border Patrol for the majority.
Mm-hmm.
The majority? That's a big part of who we are and who mm-hmm. we work with. Yes, ma'am.
Because they are between 12 and 17 years old, right? So they're kind of understand.
By the way, most of these facilities are brand new now, right. And they're schools. They're full schools.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Do you have the capability to take care of younger children here, younger than 12?
Our license, our state license, does allow us to take children up until as young as 6. But for the current...
But we should just put them in general population. Most of them don't have parents. But, look, there's footage of them behind chain link fences inside these facilities. Oh, my God. Put them in with adults right away. Put them in with maybe Peter Fonda. His name even just says it. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. He just wants Melania Trump's son, Barron, kidnapped and put in a cage with pedophiles, which is what they're trying to get Trump to do right now. Here, let's go back.
Throughout the United States that are licensed in that particular state to work with children from 0 to 5 years old. And it's a family setting that these kids work in. And again, the same standard applies. We assess them for any medical need or any serious complication where we may have to use doctors, hospitals in that situation because we get every type of child in our custody. Somebody who's non-mobile, non-verbal to, somebody whose mom may have, perished in the Rio Grande or something that here in South Texas. So those kind of...
Say that down for a moment, please. Most of them are unaccompanied. Many of their parents perish in the Rio Grande Valley Desert. Because 80% of the women are raped. Now you think, are Mexicans that bad of people? No. But there is a percentage of people who are lawless in any group. And if you don't control those groups, and if you don't eradicate and put them in prison, then they will go to areas where there's lawlessness, like northern Mexico, and they will set up shop and rape and kill and murder. I grew up reading the Texas newspapers when I was a little kid and not believing about Texas Monthly stories and stuff where they would grab people coming up through and then torture them to death in satanic rituals. But then if the father was being tortured first and didn't cry, the drug dealers would flip out and then commit suicide because Satan had deserted them. I read that in Texas Monthly, and they let the family go because they were going to torture him. But if he didn't make a noise, then he wouldn't kill their kids. He tortured him for 3 days. I remember reading this when I was like 10 years old. Scared the hell out of me. But back when Texas Monthly had good articles in it, interesting things, bear attacks, you name it. They're walking now. I guess the satellite feed cut. So let's go back to about, the feed's come back. Well, let's go back to the satellite feed, TV feed. Here it is. Again, this is a live feed, so you've got them trying to get set up and ready. While we wait to see what happens to this raw feed, let's go to Fox from 15 minutes ago or so, so we can see what happened when she arrived and some of the cuts. Here it is.
Thank you so much. I heard you have like 58 children here.
We have 55.
Oh,
we're so okay with that number.
Oh, that's great. So three of them, they already reunited with the family. And those children, how many times they speak with their relatives or families per week, for example?
Well, the children are allowed to communicate with their family twice a week. Mm-hmm. They get a 10-minute phone call. But first, we have to ensure that the persons that they're contacting, their families, are indeed their families. So there is a process. We have to follow all of or our policies and regulations.
By the way, this is unbelievable truth gold. So save that we've got recorded in there. I'm going to do a special report on this later, or maybe play it later on the show again. Did you hear him say most of the children are unaccompanied, and a lot of their parents have been killed, and they're traumatized? Again, my baby daughter is almost 14 months old. She started crying yesterday when I left. This is a new thing. She's been crying a couple months when, you know, mommy goes. And bye-bye, daddy, don't go, daddy. She's so smart. Very, very verbal. And this morning she shrieked and screamed again when I left and didn't want me to go. And banged on the door while I was going out, so I came back two or three times. That's right. She now tries to go up to the big wooden door. She's been held up to it through the window before, you know, looking out when I go, and bangs on it, shrieking, dad, bye-bye, dad. Oh, my gosh, I'm so abusive, I'm so evil. That's what children do when your parents get taken away, and they don't even know it's their parents. You got kids with some adults. We don't even know who you are. Here, let's just throw kids in with them. Well, somehow Trump's going to try to do this now, even though since Ellis Island they haven't been doing it. And the Democrats. What do the Democrats do? They are now saying they want total amnesty and totally open borders and letting diseases, unvetted criminals, people smuggling kids back and forth, and they're saying they don't even like this executive order and they're trying to stop it. That's right, because they think their constituents are so stupid. They just want to get upset and go, screw you, Trump. Unbelievable. So when it gets up to the part where the other fellow is talking, when you guys see it, on the DVR in there, when it gets up to that, I want to play that piece again so people can hear it, because it's unbelievable. If you just tuned in like 5, 6, 7 minutes ago, they're talking to the officials that run it. They're saying most of the kids are unaccompanied, and a lot of their parents got killed on the way up here, so we can't put them in with any adults. Sorry. The media will then get photos from inside showing kids who are separated by chain link fence inside these facilities. They're out during all the day, all the rest of it. And so they're secured inside there, inside the shelter, and the Democrats want them all thrown to the wolves. Because the Democrats are mad at every kid that gets out of the womb. Okay, the Democrats are a death cult that hates you and your family, period. They want to murder you and your family.
You have been lied to. My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, sir, we're breaking down walls. We're setting the campus free. We're taking action. A couple things that the crew, Scott and Daria, two of the crew members, brought up. Scott brought the part. The government and the globalists want our guns, the leftist occupiers do, but they want open borders. And then you've got Mexico that has some of the most beautiful architecture, most beautiful art, movies, food, people, everything. Mexico's got everything. But it's still the wild, wild west in that corruption is tolerated and people take things by force. So there's a tiny percentage of the population that are ruthless and will kill and steal from anybody. 30 years ago, there weren't drug cartels that killed women or children. There weren't drug cartels that were in this type of behavior. But it first started, if you study it, on the Mexico side by Texas, where they started having satanic cartels who worship Satan. And you've got similar ones in Nicaragua, El Salvador, and MS-13 are devil worshipers. They do rituals where they torture women to death. And now it's segueing into children, because that's a big no-no thing in any culture, but Latin culture especially, not to kill kids. So, why does ISIS kill kids? Why do they train kids to kill? Why do they rape little girls? Why do they sell them to sex slavery? Because it's about terror. And so Mexico tolerated corruption to the point where it's got giant sectors of states that are beyond anything you'd ever see in a movie like The Road with Viggo Mortensen or any other situation like that. If you haven't seen The Road, I'd only watch it once. It's so depressing because it's so real, so accurate. It's almost like a nightmare documentary, but it's fiction, a possible future with a atmospheric collapse, a partial atmospheric collapse. And nuclear winter, you're not sure what's happened. You want to watch The Road Warrior? Mexico, the original Road Warrior? Mexico is like that every hour. There are hundreds of people being grabbed and being killed every hour. It's not Road Warrior. It's not a movie. It's real. It's happening now. The FBI won't even go into Mexico. They send the U.S. military in. And then they want to just have that open? They think you're so stupid that you would want to live under that and that you would want to be part of that? That that would happen? They have motorcycle gangs in dirt bikes and armored vehicles all over Mexico that they just rob people on the highway with. And there's no police because they kill them. They've killed thousands and thousands and thousands of police. They have military squads that are basically suicide squads fighting this. And you look at the suicide squads that are fighting them, they're upright, good-looking, smart family people that you can see that their soul, and then you see the gangs, they're devil worshipers, because we're dealing with devil worshipers. That's the problem. Every one of those top-level Mexican gangs worships the devil. And you're like, what, 30 years ago, there weren't hardly any of them like that. Yeah, because the worst takes over, and if you allow it, the very worst grows, grows, grows. It's survival of the most wicked. And then Trump wants to do something about gangs that torture little kids to death to prove themselves to Satan. And they believe they take the energy out of it. This isn't the second Indiana Jones movie, The Temple of Doom. This is real. Yeah, they just put the article about taking the heart's energy and all this crazy crap. That's what we got going on. And then they tell Trump, we're going to check and see who these kids are and who they're with. And they go, oh, you horrible devil. You are the worst person in the universe. How dare you? And then meanwhile, Daria made the point, we have all these big giant schools we've built the last 20 years down the border. For these people to show up, and yeah, it sounds great, but what about everybody else going bankrupt? What about all the old ladies having their houses taken by the IRS to pay for all this? What about the city of Austin? Had some drainage ditch behind my grandparents' house and told them they had to clean it out. Even though I went and looked, it wasn't their land, and they harassed my grandfather so much he had a heart attack. So I'm supposed to pay for all this, or I'm a bad guy. When these people have gone through devil worshippers, road warrior level, civilization collapse level. Did you guys ever find the part where the guy, with Melania, talks about how most of the kids are alone and their parents have been killed? And we were going to fast forward on the feed and get that? Just give me a Roger. Roger? We got it? Okay, great. Fantastic. We're going to play that clip right now. Here's more of the information they don't want you to see or know. Melania at the border. Here it is.
There is some occasions where some children do not have anybody to go back to. And then if the
in those situations, they are further assessed by the legal service provider that can help identify if they qualify for some type of legal relief. And eventually, some children will move on to refugee status and not unaccompanied children. And again, it's few and far between, but we do have that process where, you know, some children do not have anybody to go to, whose families have been killed, murdered in just different, very tragic situations. And hopefully, when you get to speak some of the children, to a couple of the children today, you'll see that that there's not hope for them to go back to a country that they're leaving. So we get a broad spectrum. We have kids that come into custody and are reunified rather quickly if everything is in order. And then we have some children that will unfortunately stay within the system for a number of years until they can qualify for refugee status and move on to our other sister program, which is the unaccompanied refugee minor program.
So these children, most of them come here alone without parents?
The majority of our children.
Center, yes.
Yes, ma'am. They are unaccompanied and were detained by DHS and Border Patrol for the majority. That's a big part of who we are and who we work with. Yes,
because they are between 12 and 17 years old, right? So
yes.
They kind of understand and they know
yes.
where they are.
Yes.
They're
yes.
not like young children.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play more of this coming up, but did you hear? Did you hear that? The majority don't have parents. The average age is 10. That was another clip we're going to be playing. And many of their parents have been killed in Mexico on the way up, where 80% of the girls and women are raped. It's taboo. It's not macho to rape the boys, so that doesn't really go on down there. Now, you think about that. Think about that long and good. Where are we hearing about that? Nowhere. We're all hearing about how mean America is. When these kids get up here and we give them everything, and the Chinese come here, the Chinese women are the biggest group now, not Mexicans, and they have their babies for free, and they stay here, and they become citizens, and we pay for everything. Mainly, they are wealthy Chinese that actually want to move to the U.S. and use the anchor baby for that, and then live off their Chinese money and our welfare. This is what they don't want you to know. And imagine the average moron Democrat who are running around trying to kill members of Congress. Guy got arrested in Florida for that just yesterday. They're calling for burning down these centers, these little schools, these shelters. They're calling for kidnapping Barron and putting him in with pedophiles. Old Peter Fonda. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. His name even sounds like pedophile. Incredible. I guess sometimes the name on a book is more accurate because he wants to put kids in with pedophiles. That's aiding and abetting. That's a capital offense. That's the same thing. That's a conspiracy to kidnap and rape children from Hollywood. Imagine my shock to steal a PJW line. Okay, I'm doing 40 seconds of plugging. The total enemy force wants to destroy us. The cavalry's on the way in many ways, and you are that cavalry. But even the cavalry doesn't ever come for us. We're going on to the end because we love fighting scum. The only time my soul feels good is when I'm fighting them, and I'm fighting them all the time, so I feel good. Infowarsstore.com, a bunch of new specials that I don't even have time to tell you about. 33% off our new ExtendaWise amazing heart and body pill, but we've got all of our other best sellers that weren't on the last seller now on the sale. 50% off on the Super Blue toothpaste, the immune gargle, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. If you do not fund us, the globalists will win. But you are funding us, so we salute and thank you all.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.